Hi, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. My name is John, and the title is Sin is Disobedience to God, His Law, and His Commandments. What is sin? Sin can be complex and confusing. There are such a multitude of sins that can cause different consequences to us when they are committed. Sometimes we don't even see the consequences of sin because they may have happened to us later on when the time is right. We don't recognize that the bad thing that happened is the result of a sin we committed in the past. This is one of those reasons why we need to learn about sin. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10, it says, "The heart is more devious than any other thing, perverse too. Who can pierce its secrets? I, Yahweh, search to the heart, I probe the loins, to give each man what his conduct and his actions deserve." In Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 21, it says, "But those whose hearts are set on their idols and their filthy practices, I will call to account for their conduct. It is the Lord Yahweh who speaks." The many different kinds of sin. The complexity of sin can branch out into different stages and intensity. In Mark chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, it says, "It is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean, for it is from within, from men's hearts, that evil intentions emerge. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, and folly. All these evil things come from within and make a man unclean." In Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, it says, "When self-indulgence is at work, the results are obvious: fornication, gross indecency, and sexual irresponsibility, idolatry and sorcery, feuds and wrangling, jealousy, bad temper and quarrels, disagreements, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and similar things. I warn you now, as I warned you before, those that behave like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." And I didn't want to write all this out, so really you need to go to read Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. But I did write this one out. It's Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. "That is why God has abandoned them to degrading passions. Why their women have turned from natural intercourse to unnatural practices, and why their menfolk have given up natural intercourse to be consumed with passion for each other. Men doing shameless things with men and getting an appropriate reward for their perversion." And the reward isn't very pleasant. Satan and his demons. If you're not right with God, then you're an easy target for an assault by Satan and his demons. Satan is the ruler of this world. He can influence you to do many sins, and sin keeps us disconnected from God. And Satan is the father of lies and the great deceiver. God did not create the lake of fire for us. He created it for the devil and his angels. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, it says, "Next, he will say to those on his left hand, 'Go away from me with your curse upon you, to the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Detaching oneself from the world. It's not easy giving up the things of the world, because we already filled our hearts with the things of the world that please us before we found the Lord. We can't see the damage that this world does or has done to our spiritual self, mainly because being disconnected from God, we are blind to the things, people, places, and materialism that keep us from developing a relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, people are going to make the wrong choice by choosing to be attached to the world, which brings death. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, it says, "You must not love this passing world or anything that is in the world. The love of the Father cannot be in any man that loves the world, because nothing the world has to offer, the sensual body, the lustful eye, pride and possessions, could ever come from the Father, but only from the world. And the world, with all it craves for, is coming to an end. But anyone who does the will of God remains forever." The sad part about this is we are dead and don't even know it. Without believing, be and live in Jesus, we have no chance of overcoming our carnal self, the flesh, and sin. The flesh will remain dominant over the spirit and soul, therefore resulting in the second death. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Choosing to be in Jesus Christ will bring life. In John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, it says, "Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved. No one that believes in him will be condemned, but whoever refuses to believe is condemned already, because he has refused to believe in the name of God's only Son." In John chapter 14, verses 6, it says, "Jesus said, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.'" We need to build a solid relationship with Jesus. That way, he can teach us and show us the way back to God. So pick up your cross and follow him daily. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, it says, "Those who prove victorious, I will allow to share my throne, just as I was victorious myself and took my place with my Father on his throne." In Revelation chapter 20, verses 6, "Happy and blessed are those that share in the first resurrection. The second death cannot affect them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and reign with him for 1,000 years. God wants us to have eternal life. God does not want anyone to perish. He wants everyone to spend eternal life with him. But those that reject his begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shall perish. He gave us a choice: stop sinning and be saved by believing in Jesus Christ, or reject his offer and live your way of your life your way. God our Father gave us free will to make a choice. He does not condemn us. It's our fault if we end up in the lake of fire. When you die, it will be best to be right with God, or you will suffer in the torments of the lake of fire and sulfur. The Great White Throne Judgment. Revelation chapter 20, verse 13 through 15. The sea gave up all the dead who were in it. Death and Hades were emptied of the dead that were in them, and everyone were judged according to the way in which he had lived. Then death and Hades were thrown into the burning lake. The burning lake is the second death, and anybody whose name could not be found written in the book of life was thrown into the burning lake. How much more does God have to prove to us that he loves us? He sent his son Jesus Christ to live amongst us, experience what we go through in life, to teach us and show us the way, bring us the good news about the kingdom of God, then give up his life for us so that we may be forgiven of our sins and live with him, with God and the Holy Spirit for eternity. God is a God of love. He has done everything in his power to save us from certain death. He can only do so much because he gave us free will to make our own choices to live the life that we choose to live, knowing that by our choices we could end up in heaven or the lake of fire. When you govern your own self, you make yourself a god, and therefore you are practicing idolatry. God has been very patient with us, giving us plenty of time to make up our minds where we want to be when we die. The world in its present state. Romans chapter 1, verses 28 to 32. In other words, since they refused to see it was rational to acknowledge God, God has left them to their own irrational ideas and to their monstrous behavior. And so they are steeped in all sorts of depravity, rottenness, greed, and malice, and addicted to envy, murder, wrangling, treachery, and spite. Libelers, slanderers, enemies of God, rude, arrogant, and boastful, enterprising in sin, rebellious to parents, without brains, honor, love, or pity. They know what God's verdict is, that those who behave like this deserve to die, and yet they do it, and what is worse, encourage others to do the same. This is exactly what is going on in the world today. People are totally out of control. It looks like a world of mass confusion. All these groups of people with different ideologies looking to conform people into accepting their way of living, just like it says in Scripture, and what is worse, encourage others to do the same. Watch out, because they are going after your children as well with their perverted views. As you can read in Scripture, God has had it with the rebellious people of today. God has left them to their own irrational ideas and to their monstrous behavior. The way this world is going, it won't be long before God pours out his wrath upon the wicked and evil people in this world. God is going to reach a point where he will not tolerate it anymore, as it is written in Revelation, because prophecy will be fulfilled. Aimlessly wandering around in the darkness. As long as you stay blind to the truth, you will never see the madness of this passing world. You will always be aimlessly wandering around in the darkness, not knowing where you are going. Always seeking happiness in the things of the world that don't last. You find happiness one minute and it's gone the next. It's not that way with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. They offer peace, joy, happiness, truth, and life that will last for all eternity, and they will prove it to you. When you think about it, you don't realize how close you are to eternity, do you? It's because we don't know when we are going to take our last breath. The most important thing that you could ever think about at this moment is, where am I going to spend eternity? Will it be in heaven or the lake of fire? Keeping truth locked up. All in all, we keep truth suppressed and deceive ourselves by justifying our wicked and evil thoughts, behaviors, and our tongue. Here in Scripture is a good example of what happens. In James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, everyone who is tempted is attracted and seduced by his own wrong desire. Then the desire conceives and gives birth to sin. When sin is fully grown, it too has a child, and the child is death. For instance, your eyes see something that you desire, and this desire enters into your soul. There it will conceive and give birth to sin. As you act upon this sin, whether it is by thought or some sort of behavior, the sin grows to maturity and has a child, which is deaf. Why this child becomes deaf is because you just created a sin that you will be held accountable for against you and on judgment day. There is a way to get rid of any and all sins that are occupying your soul. It's called repentance. Because Jesus took the sins of the world upon him just before he died on the cross, we can be forgiven. Now, there's no such thing as a white lie. There's no such thing as a white lie. A lie is a lie, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. I worked in an office once, and I saw this type of lie happen all the time. Someone would call the office asking for a specific person. You tell that person that there is a call for them. They tell you to tell them that you're with a client or some other excuse that's not true. So what do? Do you lie for this person, knowing that if you do, you would be lying too? This is one of those lies that people look at as what they call a white lie. It seems that it doesn't do any harm to anyone, but actually it does. You and the other person, because you both just told a lie. Now, I wouldn't do this for anyone, and many times they wanted me to lie for them, even the boss. I look at people who do tell lies like this as being dishonest, and I lose my trust in them. They do this sort of thing too easy without giving it a second thought. My integrity is important to me, and it's important to God. I would like God to be able to evaluate me and believe in me that he can trust me with any job he may want me to do for him. What does God think about liars? This scripture talks about the 140,000. Revelation chapter 14, verses 4 and 5. These are the ones who have kept their virginity and not been defiled with women. To take a break here for a second, virginity in the Old Testament stands for faithfulness, and adultery or fornication for idolatry. So these people have not been defiled with women. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been redeemed from amongst men to be the first fruits for God and for the Lamb. They never allowed a lie to pass their lips, and no fault can be found in them. In Revelation 21, verses 8, "But the legacy for cowards, for those who break their word or worship obscenities, for murderers and fornicators, and for fortune tellers, idolaters, or any other sort of liars, is the second death in the burning lake of sulfur." God takes honesty seriously. He does not take too kindly to liars. Look at where the scripture says liars are going. Stealing is never a good choice. Things all over this world are not looking good. There is severe famine, droughts, floods, unemployment, inflation, homelessness, and much, much more. These things are also the results of sin. There is one sin that has always been a problem and is getting quite a bit of attention, and that would be stealing. Stealing is one of the Ten Commandments, and it does make God angry with us when we commit theft. God will take care of us if we obey Him and put our trust in Him. He promises us that in Scripture. Jesus tells us also in Matthew chapter 6, 25, verse 25 to verse 34, about how much God cares for us over His creatures. It's a good set of scriptures to read if you would take the time to do that. He also tells His apostles how little their faith is. Don't steal, no matter how desperate you are. God will always take care of us, but we have to trust Him and believe in Him. As it says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7 and 8, "A blessing on the man who puts his trust in Yahweh, with Yahweh for his hope. He is like a tree by the waterside that thrusts its roots to the stream. When the heat comes, it feels no alarm. Its foliage stays green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and never ceases to bear fruit." The first thing we need to do is surrender ourselves to God and put God in the center of our life. Turn your worries, fears, and doubts over to Him. He can manage our life much better than we can. We need to place our hope in Him and only Him. It's important to build our faith if we are going to survive any hardships that come our way. Read Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Believe in His blessed Son, Jesus Christ, by asking Him to be your Savior. Believe that He was sent by God to be born here on earth, to teach us, bring us the good news, and put to death on the cross, buried and resurrected on the third day. Jesus took on the sins of the world before He died on the cross and defeated death by being resurrected by God. Thank you so much, and may God bless you always.